Well, this is Money Talks. This is Teddy Parrish, your host today, joined by Ben Crow, who's a CFP, CFA, and CPA. Anything else, and it would be a little too much, but he's just right. And the good Dr. Gene Hensler.
Yeah, so we're PhD. Back, PhD.
PhD, and I think everybody knows the good Dr. Gene Hensler. That's piled hip deep.
Piled hip deep from the University of Michigan. And we're going to have a victorious season this year.
I wouldn't bet on that.
I wouldn't bet that. All right. Well, what we got? We're going. We got a question here from Susan in Mapleton. It says, my daughter received a scholarship and will be attending Georgia Southern in the fall. Is a scholarship taxable? I would leave that to a CPA. Ben, you're the
there
CPA
you
here.
There you go. I guess I'll take the ball.
My guess is no.
It depends.
You know,
hey, it's a tax question. I mean, yeah, that's always the answer. Okay. You know that.
All right. Well, tell me why it depends.
It depends. And, you know, when you get scholarship funds, if those funds are used for, quote, qualified expenses, which is
books, tuition.
Tuition, books, right. Required expenses for you to attend the class.
Right.
Then those are excludable. That's not going to be income to you.
Well, where would a scholarship be taxable then?
It would be taxable. Let's say you got money for room and board. Or something other than a qualified expense, then you're going to have to pick that up as taxable income.
Who pays the taxes? So if I got a kid who's fortunate enough to get a full ride scholarship because he or she is brilliant or a great athlete or something,
right?
Then the tuition, books, necessary expenses, et cetera, are not taxable. But room and board is.
That portion will be taxable income.
Okay. To who? The kid or the
to
parent?
To the kid. To the kid.
Well, the kid doesn't have any money because he's going to college.
That's true. And, I mean, he may or may not owe any income taxes. It'll be taxable. Having taxable income is not the same as owing taxes.
I understand. Okay.
So,
all right. Okay.
You know, and the other thing that where this gets tricky a little bit is when you think about education credits, because we have in the tax code a couple of things out there like the lifetime learning credit, and it was formerly the HOPE credit, but the American Opportunity credit. Which come into play, and they apply to those same types of expenses that make a scholarship tax-free, the qualified expenses, okay? So let's say it gets interesting when you receive some scholarship funds and you can choose what to pay with those funds, okay?
It adds
a wrinkle to it. So let's say, you know, you're awarded a scholarship.
This is ridiculous. Tax laws are absolutely ridiculous. Hey, my kid got a scholarship to go to Harvard. Oh, it's taxable to me.
only room and board.
Only room and board.
But let's say you did get a scholarship and you use those funds to pay for the room and board.
Shouldn't do it.
And then you paid out of pocket for the
tuition.
Qualified expenses. See, that's when you may be able to pick up some of that credit. Those education credits.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I mean, it's something to keep in mind. You don't necessarily, you know, it's not a just apply it to tuition and forget about it.
Ben, this is why I quit doing my own taxes in about 1987.
Right.
Because there's so many of these subtleties.
There are many subleties
that are involved in there.
And it keeps an army of accountants employed. Well, it's been a slice of heaven. Don't forget to email us your important financial questions at drgene@hensler.com. Take care.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.